Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. The tyrant Trump and his protege, the Jewish Entity, launch a brutal attack on Iran. America and the Jewish Entity launched a wide-ranging joint attack on Iran on Saturday, with explosions rocking the capital, Tehran, and several other cities including Qom, Isfahan, Kermanshah, and Karaj. Quote, U.S. President Donald Trump announced the start of an attack on Iran, saying, quote, we have just begun major combat operations in Iran. Quote, Israeli Channel 12 reported that, quote, Israel struck dozens of Iranian government targets. Al Jazeera, February 28, 2026. Trump continued his arrogant statements, asserting that America and its military are the strongest and most powerful in the world, and that we would not allow Iran to possess nuclear weapons and missiles. His protege Netanyahu echoed Trump's statements. Iran, for its part, quote, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi stated that his country would use its military capabilities to defend itself within the framework of its inherent right to legitimate self-defense. Al Jazeera, February 28, 2026. Iran launched missiles at the Jewish Entity and at U.S. bases in the Gulf. Thus, the Jewish Entity's aircraft and American aircraft from land, sea, and air launched an attack today on military bases and government centers in Iran, mostly concentrated in the capital on government headquarters and on the headquarters of the Supreme Leader and the President. Their initial statements indicated that these attacks would last for 4 to 10 days and could become open-ended until Iran's nuclear and missile program are dismantled. Quote, Israeli sources indicated that the first phase of the attacks might last 4 days, considering it a continuation of the 12-day war launched last summer in July 2025. Meanwhile, an American source said that the current American military campaign might last about 10 days, according to CBS News Al Arabiya, February 28, 2026. O Muslims, this brutal attack is being carried out against Iran at a time when it was orbiting in America's sphere of influence, providing it with services in its wars on Iraq, Afghanistan, and many other parts of the region. America did not raise the issue of missiles and nuclear weapons with Iran. In fact, Obama concluded the 2015 agreement with the participation of European countries, allowing Iran to enrich uranium up to 3.67%. Iran remained within America's orbit during those years, much like Turkey. Then, when the tyrant Trump came to power, he wanted Iran to be his subservient agent state, says what he says and do what he wants. He initially entered into deceptive negotiations in Muscat, which lasted for about 5 rounds. Then came the attacks by Trump and the Jews, dubbed the, quote, 12-day war, which is exactly what happened. Trump announced the targeting of 3 Iranian nuclear facilities, confirming the success of the American strike. He indicated that the Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan nuclear sites were targeted, calling on Iran to make peace and end the war. For his part, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth confirmed that the American strike had eliminated Iran's nuclear ambitions. BBC, June 22, 2025. Those attacks did not succeed in making Iran move from a country orbiting in the orbit to an agent state. Rather, it seems that voices appeared, albeit few, calling for disengagement even from the orbit. So America returned to the negotiation maneuver, again focusing on the same issues, namely the disarmament of Iran's missile and nuclear weapons. And as what happened in the first round with the attack after 5 rounds, it happened now with the attack after 3 rounds. O Muslims, the rulers in Muslim lands have failed to grasp the gravity of becoming allies to kuffar, disbelievers, and that it brings disgrace in this world and painful punishment in the hereafter. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Those who choose disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek honor and power through that company? Surely all honor and power belongs to Allah. An-Nisa 139. They do not realize that Kafir nations are primarily concerned with their own interests and harbor enmity towards Islam and Muslims day and night. If they show any satisfaction with a country that orbits in their sphere of influence, or even with their agents, it is because they do not wish them well, but rather conceal and declare evil. If these rulers, whether they orbit in their sphere of influence or are their agents, understood that America does not value them if its interests require their removal, they would learn from the lessons of history. How many agents has America discarded after they had exhausted their role in serving them? If these rulers had any sense, they would reject the kuffar like a seed, but they are deaf, dumb, and blind, and they will not return. Their loyalty to the Kafir colonizers has reached the point where when any of their countries is attacked, the others do not move to its aid. The best they do is count the dead and wounded, as is the case with the attack on Iran. O Muslims, your glory lies in the return of your Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. The pioneer Hizb al-Tahrir, who does not lie to its people, has dedicated itself to sincere and serious work by Allah's permission to resume the Islamic way of life by establishing the Khilafah Rashida. It is truly the pioneering party that never deceives its people, a party whose goodness shines forth and from which all who cannot bear its goodness distance themselves. This is how we perceive it, and we believe all its members working with it are serious, diligent, and sincere workers, aspiring by Allah's permission to the hereafter above all else, even more so than to this world. They strive day and night, hoping for Allah's mercy, that His promise and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam may be fulfilled through them, and that is not difficult for Allah to accomplish. This is what will save the Ummah, restore its glory, strengthen its power, and make its enemies think 1,000 times before attacking it. This is only by the return of its Khilafah, Caliphate, and the earth shining with its goodness and justice, just as the Khilafah ended the arrogance of the Caesar and Khosrow and their people, so too will it end the arrogance of their followers, such as the tyrant Trump and his ilk among the Kafir colonizers. As for the Jewish entity, it is too insignificant to be given any weight, for it is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنْ يَضُرُّكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. They can never inflict harm on you except a little annoyance, but if they meet you in battle, they will flee and they will have no helpers. Ali Imran 111. It is incapable of standing firm on its own. It is not fit for fighting except with the help of people, as Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, Almighty, All-Powerful, says, ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس. They will be stricken with disgrace wherever they go unless they are protected by a covenant with Allah or a treaty with the people. Ali Imran 112. They have severed the rope of Allah, leaving them only the rope of the people, America, Europe, and their agents, the treacherous rulers in Muslim lands who remain unmoved by the brutal aggression of the Jews. The problem lies with the existing states in Muslim lands today, for their rulers are allied with the Kafir colonizers, the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Thus, the calamity of the Muslims lies in their rulers and their allegiance to the Kafir colonizers. They obey their commands and refrain from what they forbid, instead of their allegiance being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upholding His laws, striving in His cause, and following the example of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they do this, Islam and the Muslims will be honored, and disbelief and the disbelievers will be humiliated. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice at the victory willed by Allah. He gives victory to whoever He wills, for He is the Almighty, Most Merciful. Ar-Rum 4-5. Hizb al-Tahrir.